Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
It's better to be prepared,
for an opportunity
and not have one,
than to have an opportunity
and not be prepared.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
You're not paying attention. No, 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 no. Pay attention. Every adult in your family should have a current will. Who's going to take care of your children if something happens to you? Are you going to just let the courts decide their welfare? If you become ill, who's going to stand over your bed making decisions regarding your health care? If you pass away, who's going to handle your business? Visit www.howtogetawill.com to learn more. Handle your business now. None of this will be a worry for you tomorrow. Visit www.howtogetawill.com and handle your business.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. To listen now, visit chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Chicago, this is our first show of 2022. Wow, and we're excited. And we are indeed thankful that we are once again able to gather together here. So many are now with us now, and we want to keep them in our prayers and on our hearts, definitely. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and your host for this segment. This segment is CBBN Business Journal, and want you to know all of our shows have from the very beginning been dedicated to keeping the memory of Harold Washington on the minds and in the hearts of his people. How do you remember Harold Washington? Our guest today is Ms. Charlize Williams, P-Head and Associates Group, Inc. She holds a master's in accounting in addition to 10 years of executive management experience and 5 years in tax and legal research. I share those credentials because you're going to find many, many, many firms soliciting you this season to do your taxes, and maybe you should ask them about their credentials, okay? That sounds like a plan. Let us welcome Ms. Charlize Williams of P-Head and Associates Group, Inc., to CBBN Business Journal. Ms. Williams, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ms. Williams. Now, Charlize, we usually ask our guests a little bit about themselves first. You know, are you from Chicago? Tell us what you'd like the audience to know about Charlize, and then we'll talk about Charlize Williams, the head of P-Head and Associates Group.
Well, great. I am a native of Chicago. I'm originally from the Bronzeville community. I've lived there for over 25 years, and it's a wonderful community. I'm happy to see that it has flourished. As you stated before, I do have a Bachelor's of Science degree in organizational leadership and supervision, as well as a master's in accounting. I have spent the large percentage of my career in the financial services industry one way or another, and I have attempted to use those skills in any way possible to assist and empower the community through education and assisting the various clients and business owners with their various challenges and needs for their businesses.
Wonderful, wonderful. You're listening to Ms. Charlize Williams of P-Head and Associates Group, Inc. You'll find them at pheadassociates.com. That's P-E-A-H-E-A-D, associates.com. You're listening to CBBN Business Journals. This is where we interview business owners and authors and other innovators from around the world. I'm your host, Sonia Cassandra Perdue. To sponsor a show or to be a guest on CBBN Business Journals, give us a call at 773-609-2226. That's 773-609-2226. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, okay? You will see the links in our show page, all right? So, Ms. Williams, let's see now. The tax season, everybody, they're shaky, they get nervous, they, you know, we are all aware of it, business people, personal, whatever the case may be, about the tax season, preparing, getting those papers together and everything. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about your company first, okay, and then we're going to talk a little bit about taxes. So the first of all, why don't you tell us what's the mission of your company, okay? Tell me what your mission statement is. Share that with our audience so they'll better have an understanding, a better of an understanding of who you are.
Primarily, the mission of my company is to assist individuals and small businesses with their accounting and tax-related service needs. As stated before, our primary goal is to also assist underserved communities with financial knowledge and things of that nature, financial coaching to some of our clients through one of our parent companies. With that being said, it's important for us to make sure that when a client comes to see us, that client feels comfortable with, number one, the knowledge base that we have. Number two, that we have the skill set to assist them with the things that they need. And third, also to ensure that we're listening to our clients and being empathetic to the challenges that they're dealing with. I try to be consistent with dealing with my clients on a very hands-on process so that they understand every step of the process that I'm taking with them to assist them with their needs. I think this is significant because it allows the client to have a better sense of relationship with the practitioner that's doing their work for them.
Those are some very good points, Ms. Williams. You said one thing that stood out in my mind, and you went on to explain a little bit. The thing is, we're probably, and I would say 90% of the population, is that they don't know what to ask, and they don't know what to bring, and they don't know how this even benefits them to have a financial coach, okay? They just run out somewhere, get their taxes done, and they probably think that that's it. I think, and you probably think as well, you let me know because you're the specialist here, that just as important as it is to get your taxes done, it is just as important to plan for the next year so that you do it better. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, absolutely. I agree one wholeheartedly. One of the challenges that many businesses, and I'm honest enough to relate to this, because when I first started my businesses, I didn't have anybody to give me any understanding of how to file my taxes quarterly, registering my businesses, keeping my books in order, and everything of that nature. Many times clients come to me and they're in trouble. Well, we would like to assist clients with preparing them in a way that they aren't in trouble when they're coming to see us all the time. We want to make sure that they can get a better understanding and less stress while dealing with their business and their money. The other factor that we provide is bookkeeping services. These services are significant in on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. We are inputting their information into our tax software, our bookkeeping software, so that when we get ready to prepare those clients for the tax season, they are prepared. The financial coaching piece gives a broad and full perspective of the client's financial positioning in general. We spend an hour to sometimes 2 hours going through a consultation with these individuals, and we're dealing with things such as banking accounts they have, if they have investing, and if they don't, potentially talking to them about some things that might help them. We don't give investment advice. We don't sell them the product, but we are just talking to them about having some good financial habits that will allow them to be prosperous financially and also in a better position at the end of the year.
Great. Our guest today is Ms. Charlize Williams of P-Head & Associates Group, Inc. P-Head & Associates Group can be found at pheadassociates.com. You're listening to CBBN Business Journals. This is where we interview business owners, authors, and other innovators from around the world. I'm your host, Sonia Cassandra Perdue. We've been doing this about 10 years, and we're so happy that you're here with us. To sponsor a show or to be a guest on CBBN Business Journals, give us a call, 773-609-2226. That's 773-609-2226. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of other questions, but tell our audience what your phone number is and where you can be found, Ms. Williams.
Again, as stated, we can be found at pheadandassociates.com, and our telephone number is 1-855-481-9111. Again, that number is 1-855-481-9111. You can also, on that website, you can see some of the bookkeeping packages that we offer, to our clients in a bundle. We also have some of the packages available for tax services that we offer, and we can also customize the pricing. We have some general information about our company as a whole, and we look forward to serving anybody who is in need of our services.
That sounds wonderful. A couple of things that you pointed out, and I think let's speak on that a little bit more. That because some people just don't get it, so we're gonna talk about that a little bit more. The financial coaching aspect, and the reason is that most of us, and it is most of us. We look at our finances once a year, and year after year after year, we do the same thing. And I and some of all of us misunderstand how important it is to plan our financial wellness for our companies. Could you speak on that a little bit more, please?
Yes, as far as financial wellness, a lot of times people have not sat down with an actual financial professional. Sometimes I find that they've sat down with individuals who really don't have a financial background. Maybe it was someone who simply just was giving them a general overview of some information. But how we're different is, we actually have a software that we have, taken on as an expense as a company to utilize. And what we do is we will input basic information such as, name, address, phone number, things of that nature. But we will also evaluate the income individuals are bringing in, what their monthly expenses are, where are some possible ways that an individual, maybe there's ways that they could be saving money out of their budget that would allow them to have more money for either savings or assisting their children or things of that nature, or just maybe even just to take a vacation. So many times people are just making their paycheck and spending it and that type of thing. In addition to that, it would evaluate things such as your health insurance, potential retirement, how close or how far an individual is from a retirement. We also will discuss some estate planning items, some suggestions for insurance, some suggestions for maybe long-term care, asking people some deep questions about what will happen to their children in the event of death, illness, what if someone who they're a caregiver for, what will happen to those individuals if they're not available? We get into some really deep questions about things that sometimes people don't want to talk about but are necessary for dealing with estate planning. We charge for the actual consult, and we have developed some very close relationships with various practitioners in the local area. I have relationships across the United States. So if individuals are located in other states other than Illinois or Chicago, we can provide you a reference to those individuals as well. Once they have our consultation with them, we will refer them to people who can potentially execute the things that we require. This process is ongoing based on the client's desire to move forward. We can set up monthly arrangements to meet with those clients to see how they're progressing, what are some changes that need to be made in their plans, things of that nature. I think many times people are looking for these answers, and then they're kind of piecemealing it together. I can say that as I was going through my life, that I've had to piece together people who can assist them. We would like to try to make a compilation of services available to our clients so that they are getting a full understanding of what money means and how significant it is, particularly in the times that we're in. We're in a strange financial moment with COVID, a lot of uncertainty about our lives more than ever than before, whether we're going to live, die, are people going to be here tomorrow. I think that this is it is paramount for people to be intuitive to what their future looks like on a personal level as well as financial.
I'm so glad that you shared all of that with us. I do have part of a master's in accounting. That was a line that was going down. You got the whole thing. So I found that just as you say, okay, people think that bookkeeping is the only thing. They think accounting is bookkeeping, but they think that that's the only element of it, the bookkeeping and the taxes, but they have to look at the whole financial picture. So I'm glad that you added all of those items there, okay, to reach out to them to, you know, try to get them in the mindset that it's a full page. It's a whole thing. It's a whole package. It's not just one thing, and they do need assistance with it. You can try and do your own taxes. You can do all of those things, but your financial well-being does have a lot to do with getting the best financial consultations that you can get and learning more about that aspect of it and moving beyond just that somebody keep my books and somebody do my taxes for me mentality, okay? I would be amiss if we did not talk about just a couple of small things. Well, not really small, big. You know, people want to know about these advances, okay, and these new things with these deductions, you know. So just briefly tell us something about a couple of new things that are out there. I know there's advances and all kind of tricks and things going on out there. So just share a couple that they might want to know about that's available to them, Ms. Williams.
Okay, great. So for full disclosure, we do process our tax filings through Unlimited Taxes and More. We are a registered affiliate with Unlimited Taxes and More. And so as a result of that, we have partnered with this company because to provide a full suite of options for them as it relates to their taxes. So let's start with the cash advance. We are prepared this year to offer cash advances up to $9,500 as it relates to their tax return. The banking institution that we're working with will issue the advance, and that can be advanced to the individual's banking account. Or if individuals do not have a banking account, there is a $55 charge, but we can have it placed on a debit card. There are some additional fees that we do charge. They're associated strictly with the bank, and some basic bank fees that are applied to that. We do provide full disclosure on that prior to an individual making the decision to do that. Second, individuals who have children, there are some fantastic tax credits out there. I'm not going to get into discussions about any specific amounts that individual will receive on that, but they are larger than, there are at least almost double in most cases. That's not across the board. Everybody's individual situation is different, so it's very difficult for me to say, oh, well, if you have one child, it's this much, it's a second child, because there's so many elements that go into preparing an individual's tax returns. Some people have different deductions. They have different other factors, such as they may own homes. They may have to pay for, different things out of their taxes where they're getting credits or not getting credits. So it's very difficult for us to be specific without going through the full process of completing that return. But what I will say is reviewing potentially some of the other credits that some other practitioners have been issuing. They have issued some as high as $18,000, depending on, again, the number of children and various factors associated with that. So there are some good ones, and I want to emphasize by putting that number out there, I am not guaranteeing anybody that they're going to get that type of money. I want to repeat that we are not guaranteeing that type of money, because sometimes when you just put a number out there, individuals will run with that. Also, let me take a step back. The cash advance is up to $9,500. That means that based on your information, your personal information in return, we can issue up to $9,500. So let's clarify that. So the other factor is that we are just in a period of time where anyone who has not even ever filed a tax return really should be filing a tax return to ensure that they may receive any potential government credits and things that they may not realize they have. We had the stimulus checks that came out. People got child tax credits during the course of the year. It's just a lot going on. I'm always encouraging people to file their tax returns, just to be a part of just the process in general. But it's just a lot of the government is giving a lot of incentive for individuals to actually file their taxes.
Great. I'm glad that you took the step back and clarified. You know, I did mortgages way back. And when we talk about money, people are not listening. They listen. They hear what they call it, selective listening. So you step back and to clarify that. They hear what they want to hear. And when I was doing that, I was very sure I was clear, and they still didn't hear it. But as we pushed the information out there, they didn't. They still heard what they wanted to. But I was on it, and you're on it too. You qualified yourself. You said what the maximum was. And they're going to ask you about that, and then you can say, you know, I did say the maximum
exactly.
amount was, you know, but they're not going to hear. They're going to come forward, and that's okay. That's That's okay. You can break it down to her, but I do understand. Charlize, it's been great having you for a guest. I've known you for quite a while, and so it's great to finally have you on the show. Do you have any closing remarks for our listeners?
Well, first of all, I want to also thank you. It has been indeed a privilege to be here on your show. You have been a participant in the community here in Chicago for quite some time, and I am very excited to know you and be associated with you on many levels. So I thank you. Thanks to you for having me on your show. In closing, I just want to say that, you know, I want to do my best to contribute to assisting individuals with this process. I realize it can be overwhelming and challenging, and I just want to let the individuals know that I am here with good intentions, operating in good faith as a community-based business, and across the United States. We do taxes in all 50 states and U.S. territories. So we're not just located doing the taxes here. My affiliation with Unlimited Taxes and More as an affiliate has allowed me that and afforded me the opportunity to do electronic filing, to work with all 50 states. So that was the main reason why I joined this company. Also, it is a Black-owned tax preparer company. The women that have met with this organization have been fantastic. They're awesome. They have great energy. And I'm just looking forward to that relationship with them as well. But also primarily just know that any services that I'm offering them with the intent of making their life easier, and know that I've been through these processes as well of not knowing what to do and how to process and deal with taxes, money, things like that. And I just want to share this information with people so that they can do better as well.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to CBBN Business Journals. This is where we interview business owners, authors, and other innovators from around the world. And I've been blessed to do so. And we'll continue. I'm your host, Sonia Cassandra Perdue. To sponsor a show or to be a guest on CBBN Business Journals, that stands for Chicago's Black Business Network. It's a division of Chicago's Black Business Network. Give us a call at 773-609-2226. That's 773-609-2226. And we do indeed hope to continue servicing you. Enjoy your weekend.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
It's better to be prepared,
for
an opportunity
and not have one
than to have an opportunity
and not be prepared.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
You're not paying attention. No, 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 no. Pay attention. Every adult in your family should have a current will. Who's going to take care of your children if something happens to you? Are you going to just let the courts decide their welfare? If you become ill, who's going to stand over your bed making decisions regarding your health care? If you pass away, who's going to handle your business? Visit www.howtogetawill.com to learn more. Handle your business now. None of this will be a worry for you tomorrow. Visit www.howtogetawill.com and handle your business.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. To listen now, visit chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.